Kanye, motherfucker.
Wise man say, forgiveness is divine, but never pay full price for late pizza.
Cause you're a freak with a microphone.
I am an FBI agent.
You're listening to the Super Podcast, featuring hosts Super Marcy.
And I think everybody these days can relate to Serial Mom.
And Feed the Terrible Aussie.
Well, one of my pet peeves in movies, like people sitting down to have dinner and they don't actually finish the dinner.
This podcast contains coarse language.
See, watching this, like, I just want to go and
adult themes.
But, like, the whole this whole movie is just hinges on someone's ass.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. Visit supermarcy.com for more information. Now for our feature presentation.
Listen, sister, if I want your opinion, I'll beat it out of you.
By the way, his testicle retrieval operation went quite well.
White Russian. No ice. Hold the vodka. Hold the Kahlua.
Isn't this 4215 pussy way?
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Super Podcast. It is Christmas time again, and we are back for our annual Christmas movie commentary. Where in the past we have done such movies as Jingle All the Way, Santa's Sleigh, Die Hard 2, Home Alone 2, and a whole bunch of others, I'm pretty sure. But yes, welcome back. I am your host, Super Marcy, and very excited for this episode today. And also, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, or whatever you celebrate, or if you don't, well, happy days ahead. And yes, I'm joined by my regular co-host. He is the one who is terrible. He is B. Jermaine. Hello, B. How you doing today?
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas, Marcy. How are you?
B, I've told you 1,000 times, don't call me a ho 3 times in a row.
But I want to, though.
it's either 4 or above, so.
Okay, ho, 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 ho. There we go.
There we go. That's better. Thank you.
But anyways, though, I'm good, thanks, Marcy. Very excited for this episode of the show, and especially doing our annual Christmas commentary edition as well. So we have been on a good roll with all the picks we have had over the last few years for this annual event, and I'm excited for this one, but also for our guests who are joining us.
Yes, we have two very special guests. And one is joining us once again, who's a bit of a regular on the Super Networks podcast, and a first-time guest who hopefully will be more of a regular guest. We'll see if we don't scare them off too much. But yes, I'll introduce our guests first with the killer horror critic himself, Matt Konopka. Hello, and how you doing?
Hello, thank you for having me today. And indeed, you can call me a ho 3 times in a row anytime you want.
Okay. I will call you a ho 3 times in a row, Matt. That's just how I roll.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes. I just realized I'm rhyming way too much on this podcast. So let's continue.
I mean, it is seasonal, I guess, to rhyme, right? Yeah.
I mean, I started to feel like I'm Dr. Zeus at the moment. Let's just say that.
I don't know how to even respond to that, and we're only just getting started.
Yes.
Oh boy. And our second guest, as I said, making their debut on the Super Network and on the Super Podcast, please welcome the co-host of Imperial Scum Podcast, Andy Gorham. Hello, how are you? And if I said your name wrong, I apologize. Yeah, I'm Aussie. That's my excuse.
Hello, I am doing great, and you said it perfectly. So, woo-hoo. Ho, 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 ho to you. B, you can call me a ho. I don't care. I'm very, very easy, apparently. I don't need 4 entries. I'm fine.
Well, this is your first time on the podcast, Andy, so we're popping your cherry for this episode. And on that occasion, pop. There we go.
Well, allow me to say before it's done.
And there it is.
Marcy, it would be
as good for you as it was for me.
Marcy, it wouldn't be a podcast if I didn't make things awkward for a new guest who comes
that
on the show.
That is absolutely spot on. But thank you to you both for joining us. I think this will be a fun commentary / movie. So, Bede, how did we get to come for, I mean, how did we?
Excuse me?
Let me start that again.
Ho, 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 ho.
Ho, 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 ho. Bede, how did this movie become the chosen Christmas movie for this episode?
Indeed. So basically what we did, Marcy, is that we picked six Christmas-themed films and we put them on a poll and we put them out there on the Super Network Facebook page and the group page, I should say. And then we asked all of our members of the group and our fans to vote for which film they wanted us to do a commentary for. So the other films that were on the poll that unfortunately did get picked for this episode were The Muppets Christmas Carol, Dr. Seuss How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Ron Howard version, Scrooge starring Bill Murray, Iron Man 3, and Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. However, though, the winner of the poll, and it was a very close race between two films, but this one won out in the end, and that, of course, is the action film Violent Night.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what a list of bangers, though.
And mind you, Violent Night won by one vote as well.
Wow.
I mean, I can't say I blame people for voting, at least those two movies in particular, with a lot of votes, because I think Violent Night has quickly become like a Christmas classic, but Muppet's Christmas Carol is also a very good and entertaining one, and I think over the last few years it's been making a comeback as one of the more notable Christmas movies. So
indeed, and what also makes this interesting too is like Violent Night is also our most recent Christmas themed film as well, because it literally only just came out this time last year as well.
Pretty much. And I only saw it in July.
Yes.
And I'll talk about
that
later. That
was already a year ago.
Christmas in July. That works.
Exactly.
Perfect time for it.
Well, I may as well say why I watched it in July now rather than wait. So earlier this year in July, we went to a convention that was held for the first time. It was Metro Comic Con, and David Harbour was a guest there. And when we went up with our friend Haley to get his autograph, she hadn't seen this either. But she picked the Santa picture to get signed, and we sort of had a talk with David Harbour, and we're like, we actually haven't seen it, but we're going to watch it tonight. And for some reason, I wished him a happy Christmas in July, Mr. Harbour, which made him laugh. So I'm proud of that.
Indeed. And then I got like abusive messages from you and Haley asking, "Babe, why didn't you tell us about this movie a lot earlier?" Because I saw it like way earlier.
In the corner later.
Because I watched this back in July, like late July. So you were like, Bede, why didn't you tell us about this movie? How dare you? But anyways, though.
I mean, why didn't you, Bede? Total fail.
Well, to be fair, I was
failure of a friend.
Well, I was busy at the time. but anyways, though, since we might as well get straight to the commentary.
Yes, it's taking forever to get there, and we don't want that. So
exactly.
I don't watch this movie.
Yes. So for all of our listeners out there, what you need to do is look up the film Violent Night. It is readily available everywhere on streaming platforms, but also on DVD and Blu-ray and 4K as well, because, you know, physical media forever. So it's easy to find. So we're going to start the film from the very start. So I'll count us down from five. And when I say go, that's when you play the movie. And our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, if you're not interested in watching Violent Night, first of all, how fucking dare you? I'm pretty sure this audio commentary will still be a fun listen to regardless. So Marcy, Matt, Andy, are you ready to celebrate I'm trying to think of a good pun. Anyways, the 12.
The gift that is Violent Night.
You got this.
Yes, exactly. The most violent of gifts that is Violent Night. I was about to say Deadly Night, but that's a completely different movie.
Very different movie indeed.
I'm here for that crossover, but yeah.
Oh, punish. Punish.
Ooh, punish.
But anyways, speaking of which, Matt and I did the annual commentaries for, but go back and listen to that one, everyone. But anyways, let's get to this film. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
And we're off.
Yes.
With grand orchestral fanfare.
Orchestral fanfare playing. Gotta love it.
Not just like, oh, that's how you know it's good. Universal logo music playing. No, it's the orchestral music.
I like how this company is called Universal, but yet they're just suddenly showing the planet Earth. Because, you know, fuck all the other planets.
Indeed. I mean, basically, though.
Fuck the rest of the universe. Earth is it, man.
Yeah, we're exactly. The center of everything, Bede. How dare you?
Yes.
Especially America.
Wasn't going to say it, but yeah, that's true.
We certainly like to act like we are. So.
Yes, exactly. Very true. Meanwhile, in England.
Meanwhile, at Wee Johnny's.
Best time of year, my ass.
I know where I'd rather be on Christmas, drinking at the pub.
Well, this is just a regular day in Australia at Christmas time.
It's a regular day in Australia in general.
This is a regular day being a mall Santa.
Although, yes. Why does every current day Santa have to have a leather coat and hat and everything, like, to be somewhat
because
cool
it's hot, all right?
I mean, it is hot. I'll give him that, yeah.
Well, speaking of...
hot as Santa, for sure.
We want Santa to be sexier. It is the 20-whatever century.
Yes.
We need a sexier Santa Claus.
I mean, look, we do get a sexier-looking Santa Claus later on in the movie.
I have to say, David Harbour Santa is probably the first time I've ever been attracted to Santa.
Look, I've been attracted to Santa twice.
Now I get those Santa fantasies.
It's twice for me. Obviously, this movie, because David Harbour, we'll go there when we get there. But Kurt Russell was a very sexy Santa. And
oh, he's
you know
okay,
what?
That's fair. That's fair. I forgot about Kurt Russell Santa.
I would do Kurt Russell Santa. Look, hell, I would do Kurt Russell in the Monarch series that is currently on right now.
I would do Kurt Russell in anything.
Hot take there. I would do Kurt Russell. Of course, we all would. It's Kurt Russell.
Right, who would?
Marcy, this made me do a spit take just then.
Well, I was going to add, after I've done Kurt Russell, Wyatt Russell is there for the taking.
Now there's the crossover we need, is the Kurt Russell Santa versus the David Harbour Santa.
Mm.
Give me that movie.
This is the Bill Goldberg Santa Claus.
No, that's on the wrestling Santa Claus with Hulk Hogan versus Goldberg.
And the Big Show.
And the Big Show. And maybe Mick Foley, because he's kind of obsessed with Christmas.
Well, that is true.
Yeah. He's only written umpteen children's books about it, so yeah.
Yeah, and there's a whole documentary about it.
Uh-oh, he said last Christmas. That means David Harbour's lost a web again already.
Oh, no.
So, I'm not going to lie, the only time I heard the actual, not the actual song, but the parody of the song was on To Be Tuesday's podcast, so I haven't lost it yet.
Yes.
Maybe. Does that play in this movie? I don't remember.
I don't know.
I don't know, but I do know that this would be incredibly creepy. Some random dude at the bar just gave me a gift for my kid and knew things about him. It's cool.
I don't even know what my own kids want, let alone.
No big deal.
Yeah. What you don't realize is that David Harbour gifted that woman a Blu-ray copy of Hellboy.
I'm glad somebody bought him.
Yeah, I'm glad someone.
I did too.
Basically, that's how he has to get people to see it, you know.
So I think. So I think Andy and Bede own a copy of Hellboy.
I do.
It's not that bad at all.
I stand by my rating on that movie. It is the best Canon movie that's not produced by Canon. To say.
When you put it like that,
fair enough.
Kind of do want to watch it.
I mean, it's not as awful as people made it out to be. I'll give it that.
No.
Yes. Oh, and he threw up all over that lady.
That'd probably literally be me as Santa, because I would get so sick trying to be on that freaking sleigh with the reindeers.
He just scarred Christmas for her forever.
What do we call that in Australia, Bede? A chunder?
Yeah, chunder, yes.
He chundered all over that lady.
I'm learning all sorts of new things. I can't wait to tell people I know. I just chummed it all over the place. I'd be like, what are you talking about?
Oh, look, hang around with us. In. We'll give you all the slang that you ever need.
Yes.
And I had no idea this guy was in it. I'm just like, it's translucent and he's not invisible.
How about when you like see this, you're like, how's that guy not the bad guy? Unfortunately, he's got one of those faces. I'm sorry. He's always the bad guy when I see
him. He does.
I don't quite recognize him without being invisible, but also without being naked in a little box.
Yes.
If anyone doesn't know what we're talking about, it's The Boys, which is probably the best show going.
Yes, very much so.
At least for me. I'm like, I need season 4 already. Give me. I probably should watch the spin-off show because I haven't yet. Heard good things, though.
That hurts. Yep, me too.
Thank you.
Bede, how many subscribers for his Christmas hat thing?
Oh, that's at least another, we'll go 9 more subscribers.
They always make the dad super dorky in this, and I'm a dad. I never wear those type of things.
What's stopping you?
Yeah, Andy, what's stopping you from wearing that little hat on top of his head?
It could a lot be of things.
Also, Matt, what's
respect?
Also, Matt, what's stopping you from wearing that on your head?
I should go get one right now. What the hell am I doing?
Also, Marcy, what's stopping you from wearing the little girl's earmuffs on top of your head?
I mean, it's way too fucking hot in Australia right now.
Yeah, but it would look great.
When it's cold, I'll definitely wear big fluffy earmuffs. But, you know, if a traditional Christmas Santa for Australia would probably be wearing, like, a singlet, small little shorts and thongs / flip-flops.
Yes.
Like, it's way too hot to be in that big leather freaking sexy outfit.
Well, speaking of hot Santas.
Yes.
Can I talk about the time I dressed up as Santa?
Oh, I'm sure Andy and Matt would love to hear your Santa story.
Well, a couple of years ago, like, I was at... A couple of friends got like a meetup group organized like this. They were organized this event called like, it was the summer party event, like the end of summer party event. And everybody had to dress up on something that was associated with summer in Australia. So I decided to go against the grain because everyone was like dressing up in like board shorts or like lifesavers and stuff like that. I decided to dress up as I dressed up as Santa Claus since Christmas is in summer here in Australia. So I had the full outfit that I rented out. Like, it was huge. Like, the beard, the big hat, I had bells and everything. I went all out and boots as well. I won the contest, but fuck me dead, I was sweating up a storm. It got to a point where, like, even a few people's like, "Babe, do you want us to put on the air conditioner on a little bit more? Are you okay?"
You're just twitching on the floor.
And then we went out afterwards, like, to a dance club. I almost passed out. And then afterwards, we went to a club, and I was still wearing the Santa Claus outfit, and I got a lot of attention. Unfortunately, it was more like guys
sat on your lap.
So way too many.
The attention, but the paramedics trying to resuscitate you. Like,
yes. Quite a few people wanted to sit on my lap, and a few did, but unfortunately, most of them were dudes. So, so no ho ho hos for me that night.
And I gotta tell you, Tish. Oh, I don't have the soundboard on. I'm sorry.
I think I have the soundboard on.
Do you have a Santa soundboard?
I don't have a Santa soundboard. I just have a soundboard where I get to play really cool.
I mean,
music like.
That's good to play it.
There we go.
I can't hear it.
See, no, we talked about all the other hats, and yet no one has mentioned this goddamn peppermint thing she has on top of her head. Now that's the hat I want to wear.
We'll have to see if we can get you one.
Would you please? Ready? Thanks.
What do you want, buddy?
All the hot goss.
Go lie down, buddy.
Okay, hold on. Here we go. There we go.
I didn't hear that either.
Ah, damn it. Guess it's not working for me today.
It must not be working. I mean, just there. We only have the soundboard to, you know, go wah, wah, wah. Oh, ba-dum, tish.
This is Beat if he was born in 2013.
Wow.
That's how you'd be, that's you doing your Beat versus the Living Dead podcast just in the lounge room with everyone at Christmas. Freddie, what do you want, buddy? It's a hot.
I mean, it's true, but that's beside the point. And there's Candy Gadget. Your favorite, Marcy.
Yes, and he is literally the best in this movie.
Just the ultimate asshole.
He is.
Yep. Cab Gadget is Johnny Cage in this movie.
Seriously.
I don't know. Even Johnny Cage has class compared to this guy.
Maybe slightly. So I know, like, it's kind of not relatable to everyday people because this is like a rich prick. You know, Christmas house and everything.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's very relatable for that awkward, like, family get together that's like once a year. You don't know what to talk about with anybody. It's so awkward. Everybody's kind of tense.
I mean, this is why I only go home once every other year. So. Christmas? Like, oh, God, no.
Like, how there's like so many nutcrackers everywhere. That's
what. I mean,
rich people, man.
Yeah, I totally forgot how they're trying to like impress mom.
Yes.
I mean, have you seen mom?
Yeah,
I mean, that's a valid point.
Yes.
I think it's the reason a lot of kids my age have a thing for moms.
Oh, you're not wrong.
Marcy, it's not Beverly D'Angelo, it's Beverly D'Angelo.
I mean, everybody's not wrong for being like, why was Chevy Chase looking at other women when he's got her?
Oh my God, for real.
For real.
Right?
For real, for real.
Phone sucking up to mom today.
Please, you are King Suck Up. You named your kid.
Babe, can you get one of those like beanie things that that kid's wearing?
Yes,
naming my first kid Gertrude.
Can you cosplay as that guy?
Daughter. That kid there kind of just looks like the kid, like, you know, like Jada Martell played in Knives Out. It just has that type of energy, that kid.
Come on. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to get the dog something to eat because he's bugging me and growling. It's too hot to have a dog who's shedding fur sit on my lap.
Yes.
One moment.
He's the kind of kid that makes you hope this is one of those movies that kills the kid. Just takes him right the hell out.
Yep. Make Billy that kid the first on your list, please.
Right.
Then Billy comes in and is like, punish.
Doesn't even have to make sense. Just let Billy run through, do the job. I'm good.
Yes. Also, Matt, what's stopping you from wearing the dad's Christmas sweater?
I mean, I already have, like, a dorky horror cardigan on. What more do you want, Bede?
Yeah, but you have to, like, put it out online everywhere, damn it. That's the rules.
I'll take some fashion photos just for you later.
That's right. And also, you need to wear one too, Andy, just saying.
I've got one.
Nice.
What are you all wearing?
It may have some snowflakes and some AT-AT walkers on it, but I've got one. Don't worry.
That Christmas tree surrounded by Amazon packages is the saddest thing I've ever seen.
And also, they didn't even bother to wrap them.
Well, that's the thing. It's like,
yeah. That's what this movie gets is it's like, okay, we're just going to be a complete... We're going to take a shit on Christmas and we're going to have fun with it. And they don't even try to make things serious. And I'm glad because if they tried to make the family serious stuff, that'd be dumb. But the fact they named the kid Gertrude, as soon as I heard that, I was like, okay, I'm in good hands here. I'm not going to have to worry about a family drama.
Yeah.
I mean, it is, but not really. But also, he gets really drunk and just takes a piss off the sleigh. And that's the kind of Santa I'm down with. Give him some golden showers. Someone might have asked for that for Christmas.
Dear Santa, my dad has said he wants a golden shower. Can you please?
Oh, fuck yeah, I got that.
Santa that, would that. Mom always rolls her eyes. I think he needs one this year.
And the dad's like, I was referring to it, like my entire shower being gold, damn it.
I wanted a shower. Television made out of gold.
Who else was he?
Not like this.
I think for me, it'd be more like, Dear Santa, this person in my life is a fucking asshole. Can you please piss on them when you go by their house? Cheers, love, Marcy.
Santa's like, shopping for Marcy's really easy. Right. I just have to drink a lot of eggnog before I leave.
Dear Santa, may all 8 of your reindeer take a dump on my neighbor's house. Which I always think about whenever you see Santa flying through the sky. It's like, you know those reindeer are just taking like concussion causing dumps, you know?
Massive shits that are just gaining velocity as they're falling down to earth. It's
just massive piles of shit.
I mean, look, just like if Santa were real. I mean,
not the same thing, but close enough.
If Santa were real, like there would be reindeer shit everywhere.
Just everywhere. You would just wake up and the snow would be brown.
Exactly.
Wait, Marcy said it's not real?
Yeah.
I mean, we were going to wait till the end of the episode to have this conversation.
Well, my whole life's been a lie. I'm going down 3 years later. That's a kidding.
Shit, he's about to go Billy on us.
Yes. Hottish.
I was told we would be talking about a fun Christmas movie, not ruining my Christmas for years to come. Thank you, Marcy. Exactly. Appreciate it. I'll be back next time for sure. Let's do that on Easter.
We can watch Passion of the Christ at Easter.
Yes. Ooh, Critters too.
Yes. Yes.
Excellent.
Although my dad, speaking of Passion of the Christ,
yes,
Tubi has it listed under holiday hits.
You got to be kidding me.
Oh, thank you, Tubi.
You crazy bitch.
Because it's set at Easter.
It's not really a holiday hit when it is set at Easter time.
Well, that is true, but that's beside the point. But anyways, though, let's talk about walkie-talkies.
Do we have to, though?
What, how 1990s they
yes,
were?
Yes, we do. Yes. Every time we get done, you have to make actually, noise.
That wasn't a walkie-talkie. That was a handgun, but Steven Spielberg came in and got rid of and replaced it with walkie-talkies.
Oh, dear God.
My obscure references.
Does that cut still exist? Can you?
I don't think
watch
it does.
It?
No, I don't think you can.
Because that like was a thing so. For a hot minute, and then it was like, no, this is really stupid.
I think Spielberg was like, yeah, this, yeah, I was wrong about this. I'm just putting the guns back in.
He's like, sorry guys, I figured I'd try.
There's all the reindeer shit.
See, now this is a realistic Christmas movie. The reindeer's poop. It happens.
And they're also embarrassed.
I do like Santa admonishing the reindeer, though, for shitting on the roof.
I mean, hey, they are on the job. He is absolutely correct.
Meanwhile, I'd be there like, good reindeer, here's more cookies.
And this right here also answers an important question of what happens if you leave the fire on in the chimney. Now I know.
Yep.
He just turns into dust.
Unless you're Phoebe Cates' dad in Gremlins.
Oh, God.
I remember being little and watching that, and I was just like, Christmas is scary. It's the worst time of year.
I don't like Christmas anymore.
I'm like, Dad, don't pretend to be Santa. You'll die in the chimney.
But also, don't get traumatized on Christmas. That is,
right. Well, one thing I this horribly depressing scene.
One thing I've learned is like Santa Claus does not like skim milk.
but he loves booze.
Yes. That's why in Australia, we always leave a VB out for Santa Claus. See, this is why Santa Claus in this movie has a drinking problem, because he comes down to Australia and we just gave him like booze along with his cookies.
I mean, see, if I had kids, I would raise them to believe that you actually left peppermint schnapps out for Santa, not milk.
Just leave a bottle of vodka out for him.
Yeah. They come down the next morning, there's just the bottles empty and there's vomit everywhere. They're like, oh, God, what did Santa do?
You got to leave him a puke bucket.
It's got sweetie,
did you remember to put out Santa's puke bucket?
Did you put the tinsel on it so he knows it's his?
Santa Claus is. I don't want
to. No, honey, that's Daddy's puke bucket. The other one.
You Americans stole so. Oh, some high tech security system in this place.
Oh yeah, what? Boxing Day.
Boxing Day.
Glass shatters.
Boxing Day.
Why? Oh,
what?
He dropped it.
What glass?
He dropped his glass.
Oh, his.
I guess he had a glass. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I was just like, is that the sound effect they chose for his jaw breaking? Interesting.
That hey, guy boss. Doesn't look inconspicuous at all.
Look at that not fucking at elf.
Doesn't even look like an elf.
It's that guy from Freddy vs. Jason.
All of these people look like they're gonna rob your house. Why would you hire them?
Because you want your house to be robbed. It's an inside job, Marty.
They're rich, not smart. All right.
That kid's parents, they have to know going in, like, my kid's gonna get auditions for being a little douchebag asshole kid.
Like, oh yeah, no, he's got.
You were just born with that face.
You'll see him on every reality TV show soon enough.
Yep.
Now, did you know that it's John Leguizamo,
Pest Vargas himself,
he's actually reprising his role as Luigi Mario. This is the long-awaited sequel of what happened to Luigi after Super Mario Brothers. Down a little
ways. Oh. Like, just after Mario got Peach, you know, Luigi just went on a downward spiral.
He decided he's going to rob rich people because he just got sick of dealing with Bowser and all that shit.
Exactly.
And, that up, and remember, they were plumbers, so dealing with legit shit.
Exactly.
All right.
But at one point, that were probably also one of the many other jobs they've had over the years.
Yes.
Cart drivers. Fuck shit up. Tennis players.
Now I'm kind of curious if the pest is streaming on Tubi.
I don't think it is, but we did rewatch that earlier this year just as like hanging out with our friends, and I don't know if we've fully recovered from sitting through that again.
The pest is great.
I used to watch that a lot when it came out. Project.
It's complicated. Mm-hmm.
And over. Fun fact, John Leguizamo is one of my most watched actors this year, according to Letterboxd.
How many times did you watch The Pest?
17,000.
Too many times.
You got you beat. 17,001. One? I saw that somebody else said 17,000. I was like, fuck that. I'm going to be number one.
Now I've got the rocket.
Like those assholes on Price is Right, you know, just one number over.
Oh. This escalated.
Let's be honest though, if we were on the Price is Right and we were the last one, we'd do the dollar over trick.
100%. Because
you're guaranteed to win.
Yeah, it's the best thing to do.
I'd be so pissed to be the first one looking down going, fuck, which one's going to say $1 over mine?
I miss that show. We haven't had The Price is Right in Australia for like 30 years or some shit.
You're not missing anything. The game show.
Game shows are great.
Yeah, not when there's movies and television to watch.
It makes me feel so much smarter than everybody else.
Okay.
And I'm watching Jeopardy and I'm getting all the answers correct. I should be on Jeopardy.
She's going for the panic room.
What she's not telling you is it's an actual rerun of Jeopardy that she's watched before.
Marcy's quick. Please stop talking about game shows. You're bringing up traumatic experiences for me about the time I was on a game show.
Yeah, but it's because you weren't on the right one.
Oh, yes.
If we did have the prices right, you would have won that for sure.
Probably, yes. Oh, yeah. I was on Millionaire Hot Seat, Matt, which is Australia's version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, wow. Oh. And I'm guessing you won it all.
Actually, I didn't. I didn't. I neither won nor lost because I was around to the very end. But I was the one of the last two people. But unfortunately, the other person won. But I survived till the end. Damn it!
You can be proud of that.
Yes.
Yeah, I believe that would be something to be proud of.
Yes.
Scrooge. You can call me Luigi Mario. Yes.
Get him.
You can call me baby.
Just call me the pest.
He's going to sing you a rap song in the shower if you're not careful.
Remember when he played the Violator Clown in Spawn?
I was literally thinking about that. I rewatched Spawn again this year. I actually really liked that movie, and he's so good in it. He's
the best part of it by a mile.
Fucking knew the assignment. He got it.
I mean, he is unrecognizable in that movie. It's great.
It's for me, it's just one of those weirdly entertaining movies that I know isn't good. Isn't that great?
Trudy, honey.
I mean, that was just like 90s superhero action movies like that and Blade and all those. Just so fucking entertaining. Like this movie.
Exactly. And I rewatched Blade 1 and 2 this year as well.
Oh, come on. No.
Oh, you didn't go with the whole Blade Trinity thing?
Yeah, but you
I didn't get
out
to that one, and I actually quite enjoy that one.
I actually do, too. I'm one of the few.
I defend that one. Plus, we have Triple H with his little Pomeranian. So.
His vampire Pomeranian, Marcy.
Oh, well, yeah.
I wonder what that icicle is going to be used for later.
Foreshadowing? I think so.
Definitely not.
Well, we're going to find out. Santa is...
Oh, shit, this Christmas tree's alive.
It's that Christmas movie that with the alive Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah, the killing Revenge. Tree, yes.
If no one's ever seen Treevenge, seek that out. It's amazing.
Treevenge?
Treevenge.
Have you never seen this?
No.
Oh, it's a short film about Christmas trees that start killing everybody.
Well, I'm looking that up for sure.
It's from the director of Hobo with a Shotgun, Marcy, so you'll know exactly what to expect.
Okay, I'm down.
Yep, super over the top and gory.
Dude, why would you hit Santa? Like, Santa is, like, really
because
old, and I'm sure he knows
old
moves,
dude. Sneaking into your house. I always thought the idea of Santa Claus was terrifying.
It is terrifying.
He sees you while you're sleeping. What kind of shit is that to tell a kid?
It's to warn you against stranger danger and really creepy things. If you see Santa, no-no.
And if I'm good and not naughty in Santa's eyes, he gives me gifts?
Yes.
Weird, man.
I really don't see a problem here at all, guys.
It's all above board.
If all this happens, do I or do I not get toys afterwards? I do? Okay. Don't care.
That's a good point.
Get him, Santa.
I love me some action films where basically they try to shoot it all in one take as much as possible.
We learned. They learned from the 2000s.
Yes.
But thank God we don't have that terrible 2000s editing where you can never tell what was happening.
The legit worst.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Don't even get me started on action film editing.
Yep.
Dude, this is just blasphemous.
Death by a... Well, he's choking it with lights. Ah!
That's what I mean, blasphemous. Towards Santa.
Oh,
Uh-oh. Whee! Poor Santa. He's had so much to drink already.
That's why he's not feeling half of these things.
Right. I mean, that's a good point, actually. Oh, he died. He had one day left for retirement.
Hey, Marcy, I guess that was that guy's last Christmas. It's everyone's last. No, Marcy, this isn't like the day before their retirement. It's just their last Christmas.
They did miss a great part. If somebody rounded the corner, Santa would go, "This guy was naughty."
Punish.
Punish.
Chicken shit reindeer. Really though, who else other than David Harbour could have played like this kind of Santa for this type of movie?
Just perfect casting. Seriously.
Yep.
Definitely.
All is calm.
I find it weird, like every time like I go to like on Letterboxd and places like that, people put like Violent Night in the horror section. It's just an action movie, people.
Yeah, totally. I wouldn't call it a horror movie.
It has horrific elements, but it's not make it horror. Yeah.
Yeah, it's more of an action comedy more than anything.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, you're wrong.
Maybe because it's got violent in the title. It's like...
I mean, like if David Harbour Santa was just insane in this and killing everyone, then I don't know, maybe sure, but...
Oh, well, fuck him. I don't have to give him presents now. I'm out of here.
One less house.
Exactly.
Oh, there might be one really good person in that house.
No, he's thinking, God, there might be some good cookies in there.
they're rich. They might have more booze in their basement.
Yeah, you know they got the good stuff in there.
Santa Claus is giving Keith Richards a run for his money in this film. Give me all the booze and the drugs. I mean, that's why he keeps doing that to his nose. He's not doing it so he can go up chitsies. He needs more cocaine, to say.
I mean, we always need more cocaine.
Yes.
How else would he stay up 24 hours to deliver all those presents?
Exactly.
Different time zones.
I mean, that's true.
No.
That's actually how Santa does it. He's lucky because everyone's on a different time zone. It might take him 2 days and two nights, but he gets it done. Closed
doors. I also know that they're on the way.
Even though I missed like half of that
sounds
conversation.
Sounds pretty sus.
Yeah, he's still going to be super tired when he's done. So he needs the cocaine.
Yeah, he needs a lot of cocaine.
Again, I know. See, I know a lot, Gertrude. I really do. Like the fact that you have $300 million in U.S. dollars sitting.
That's it.
Downstairs.
That doesn't seem like that's a rich person's thing.
The U.S. government gave lights.
It should be like $300 billion in gold bullion or something.
Right.
Yeah, but to have it in your house, usually it's all tied up in like assets and shit.
Right. Yeah. No. None of these people keep $300 million just laying around the house.
I wonder how much $300 million U.S. dollars would translate to Aussie dollars.
Clinging desperately to your wealth when you're poor.
Because our dollar is shit, so that's surely got to be worth something.
Oh, and our dollar is shit, so that works.
U.S. to Australia. All right. Because when you $300
set the combination
million dollars.
No.
It's totally can't even
$1
convert
million
it.
$1 million.
It will not convert it, okay?
Has turned into
Error.
Not even convertible.
Oh, hold on. I've had to... Okay.
I don't know. Maybe I'm getting old, but there was romantic about that.
It's three with how many zeros?
Kind of busy here.
I don't want to feed anyone. Believe in you.
Eight.
It's eight.
One, two, three.
It's eight.
We could just let her keep counting. No, it's 10.
Well, if that's what it is, it's right, like 12. 457 $100 million Australian. You got a
gopher. Oh, okay. So, I was like hoping for a really, 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 really big number.
Well, it's still worth more than, I mean, you get more out of it, I guess. If that makes sense. I don't know. Anyway, back to the movie. Bede, I can't hear you. No, he I just, can't hear you.
He left.
All right.
Fuck these guys.
He's like, I've got nothing to say until the action starts.
All right, I'm back.
I'm crying over learning. He's just in the other room, like screaming into a pillow.
Worst commentary ever.
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
I can hear you now.
Yeah, okay, cool.
The only reason Santa's like Santa is real Bede, it's just you don't have the special walkie talkie.
Hmm. Well, that is true.
Well, you never bought him one for Christmas.
No, because I'm very poor.
Although our friend Haley Marcy
got to talk to Santa.
Although our friend Haley Marcy got me a rotary phone one.
Well, you should ring Santa on it.
What does this movie have against video games? Video games are great.
Yeah.
You need to go outside and play in the streets.
Let Santa run you over with his sleigh, damn it.
You need to go outside with all the other kids and not come back until it's dark. And if a stranger offers you candy for a lift in the car, I say take it.
He's trying to find the present where someone asked for, you know, an AK-47 or something.
A bat, a Molotov cocktail.
Yeah, this is America. He's got to have like 20 AK-47.
It's America. Surely, like, most of the presents are guns for children.
Right. Yes. Half the presents are guns.
Wow.
But like I said, if he's getting the presents from Australia, it's probably just alcohol.
Whee!
I do like the music choices in this movie.
Oh, they're pretty great. I'm really happy that they got Tommy Mercola to direct this, because I was a huge fan of his after seeing Dead Snow, and I thought he was just the perfect choice for this kind of movie.
Santa, I'm gonna rip your fucking balls off.
Yeah, that's not happening, buddy.
I hit you with balls.
I gotta say, I wonder if that was Harbor or if it was written that he tries to climb on the table and then just rolls because it's too much work.
I mean, that's usually how I get on a table.
Yes.
Roll on it.
This is just angry that he didn't get what he wanted for Christmas last year.
He really wanted Edward Penis Hands to get a Blu-ray release, but it's just not happening.
Ouch.
Oh, now that Christmas tree is having its last Christmas.
Christmas trees in this movie. Why do they hate the trees?
This movie is tracist.
This is treasonous. Oh,
especially towards Pine.
I mean, plastic trees are better.
Plastic is better. I agree.
It's so much easier to keep carrying.
Oh,
yeah.
I've heard of the term.
He's starry eyed.
Well, I was going to say, I've heard of
gruesome kills in this.
I've heard of having stars in your eyes, but this is ridiculous.
Oh.
You want a Christmas star? You'll poke your eye out.
I mean, that right there is a bit of a horror element, so.
Oh, and then he died.
I mean, this is how someone would die in, like, one of those 90s technology is evil movies that I kind of watched a bit of this year.
But I like that catches his hair on fire.
And it's something to his eye.
Okay.
Ugh. Man, it's just like, fuck this.
Yeah. Santa's not having a good night.
It's like, Christmas sucks.
I still have at least another 20 countries to get to after this. Right.
I still have 4 billion houses to go to.
I think he's going to swap positions with the Easter Bunny.
Yes.
I'm glad you laughed.
Hello?
Even I was aware that was not a great joke. Oh, isn't it lucky he can use the walkie-talkie?
Santa Claus, did you bring me the Spider-Man 2 video game?
Sorry, they were all out, kid.
Babe, did you get the Spider-Man 2 video game for Christmas?
I have it. I have to go buy it. But I have to go buy the Texas Chainsaw Massacre one first.
I can't stop playing it.
You just love killing people.
It is my life. I do.
I mean, I'm assuming you just play like killer, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Invited weird kid to party. She gets on the nice list. You know what? I'd put her on the list because I was probably the weird kid.
I mean, that's true, but we shouldn't say
someone would have invited me to the party.
I'll send you an invite next time.
Sorry, guys. I probably wouldn't have invited you to the party.
I can't say I blame you.
Who's on the naughty list?
Oh, look, it says Bead.
Yeah. A lot of people.
The entire Republican Party's on the naughty list.
This is what each of them can get. A lump of coal shoved straight up.
Yes.
Oh, we do, like I said, we've been telling out my nephew, my youngest nephew, like if he's not good, we say Santa Claus is not going to bring you coal, he's going to bring you poo.
Yes. If you don't behave, Santa Claus is going to make you Republican. Do you want that?
That's a bigger threat than getting food for Christmas.
Right? Oh, man. Whip that kid right into shape.
Pardon me.
Like how every security room in Hollywood films looks exactly the same.
They've literally looked the same since the 80s.
Well, we only have one security company in America, all right, Bean?
Yeah.
John Leguizamo needs a side hustle.
Is it's gone from monitors to flat screen TVs. That's literally. The only thing. Everything else looks exactly the same.
The same lighting.
It's still, they still have VHS players that they open up and go, there's no tape in here. Nobody's even recording this shit.
it's up in the cloud. not the poor security guard.
Yeah,
that guy.
It was bullshit that they killed that guy.
Yeah. He died because he lost Whamageddon.
Whamageddon's taking a hold, dude.
Whamageddon this year has gone intense.
You heard the song? Punish.
See, somebody at Tubi is going to listen to this podcast. You'd be like, let's make a Whamageddon horror film.
Can someone buy me John Leguizamo's coat in this movie? Because I kind of love it.
How about we just get you John Leguizamo?
That also works.
Night, I'm Mr.
Like, so, how much alcohol we'll did share you drink
you
per day?
You get them for 3 months out of the year, then Deed gets them for the
right.
Yes. Only if we get to talk about...
for a few months, and then my basement for a few months.
Exactly, but I just want to talk about the alcohol. That he consumed on Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, I think there's only more than just alcohol being consumed on a Super
Mario Brothers.
How much did you sniff up your nose?
John Leguizamo is sick.
Can you grow bigger in Mario?
John Leguizamo is seeing like David, all the alcohol David Harbour's drinking in this film, and he's like amateur.
John Leguizamo hung out in Australia for like a week before he did Super Mario Brothers, so he learned how to drink alcohol.
Change his life forever.
Mm.
Yes,
it's the only way to handle the the weirdness of that fucking movie set.
Santa's coming to town.
In your asshole.
Yeah. I think, like,
to town, open wide.
I think, like, within the last 2 weeks, this might be the 20th Killer Santa movie I've watched so far in the past 2 weeks.
How many? You know,
a good Killer Santa never goes out of style.
No, that's true. Which ones would you recommend then, B?
Oh, geez. Well, out of the ones I've been watching for 25 Days of Christmas Horror, how many have had a Killer Santa Claus?
I thought you meant in the Hallmark movies you're watching had a Killer Santa Claus.
I mean, they're killer with style, Marcy.
I mean, there is a movie called Santa with Style.
Who looks more like that henchman we saw back there.
It does. And that Santa guy creeps me out, so I don't want to watch that movie.
I pick it for Tubi Tuesday next year.
You're really a Santa with style if he doesn't have that leather Santa suit though.
Yeah, exactly. So it makes me sad he doesn't have that.
I go by IQ.
My worst nightmare, getting my nuts cracked by a nutcracker.
One in the sweater.
All right, Jason.
Okay, off the 12 Christmas movies I've 12 or 13 Christmas horror films I've watched so far. I think that 5 of them have at least a Killer Santa Claus in them.
Well, that's not too bad. Is it weird that I would get a great thrill to put someone's nuts in a nutcracker if they were really pissing me off and threatening them?
I mean, if they were really naughty, you know.
Yeah.
I only just have to go home because for some bizarre reason, I owned 2 nutcrackers growing up that looked exactly like the ones in this movie.
What you been doing with those nutcrackers, Bede?
Bede's, he's like, let's not talk about what happens with nutcrackers when nobody's around. Right. Okay?
Is it when you're like,
we're touching on a very sensitive subject for me.
But you have to punish yourself.
Maybe when people are around. I don't know. I just met the guy, so who knows what?
Yes. Yes.
I'm just assuming you punish yourself with them. Yeah.
Krampus, perfect. That's what I love about sociopaths. Always up for
That's a massive nutcracker.
That's what she said.
I don't even know how he could fit your balls in that.
But it's still a huge nutcracker. But
in
there's not like room to fit a dick in. Yeah, you can't fit balls in there.
I mean, you'd have to do it from the side. You'd have to like go.
Yeah, but that's like maybe
a ball. Maybe
yeah, you just lift it up and put the ball in
maybe
there.
Maybe
to go.
Yeah.
I think what's like, even worse is they were going to do this in front of his kid. Like, that's even worse than the Nutcracker itself.
Evil.
Someone,
man, evil people. I can't wait for Santa Claus to kill them all.
Someone was watching Salo before they invaded this house.
Oh, my gosh.
God. Come on, tell him the truth now. You're on top. We're all just depressed now.
What he said isn't real.
See, that's why we had to tell you early on, Bede.
Is this the most traumatic learning that Santa isn't real in the history of the world?
I think I've brought this up before, Marcy, in other previous commentaries. Whenever I watch a Christmas film, I always find it hilarious when, like, you got a film where basically, like, if Santa exists in the world of... Mm. But yet there are people like, oh, Santa Claus doesn't exist. He's literally real in this movie.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you be confused that there's gifts under the tree for your kids from Santa that you didn't buy and put there yourself?
Hmm.
Right. This makes no sense.
Yeah. It's like you're trying to have your cake and eat it too.
That's true, but when you have kids, as long as they shut up and do something, you're like, oh, good. I don't care how those presents got there. Uh-oh, here we go.
Time to get that.
I don't give a shit.
Time to get that Santa bot out.
Dude, I think it's so much better with the tattoos.
Mm.
So it makes him look even more like badass.
I know.
Now,
gotta love a good action preparation montage.
Oh, you gotta have the sewing up of the wound. Like, that's...
I really need, like, Eye of the Tiger or something playing here.
Do, do, do.
Do, do, do.
Now, I
actually find it's better with, like, really dramatic or orchestral theme, because then you're just really drawn in.
I mean,
and then
I don't know the origins of Santa, but is it somehow tied to Vikings in any way?
Well, I think, well, Santa Claus is tied to like Saint Nicholas. So that's where it all ties.
I don't know what a Saint Nicholas is because I don't remember learning shit.
All right, let me look up Saint Nicholas. All right, Saint Nicholas.
We're getting the history lesson right now. He's got the Viking helmet on. It's good.
This is exactly how it happened in real life.
In real life, because Santa is real. For real.
For real, real.
Except for Bede, because we ruined Christmas for him.
Bede. Yeah, fuck
He's
you guys.
He's only not real for you, Bede.
Look, if you want, I can arrange a Santa to come over to your house and watch you sleep.
I mean, you don't even have to pay me.
I mean, Matt did.
How's it going over there, Bede? Jeez. You asleep yet?
I'll dye my beard white and go over there, sure. Right. I'll just like whisper.
Come, I see you. Come on over and sit on my lap, Bede. We'll talk about the first thing that comes up.
Yes. Ew.
Ew.
Is that a candy cane in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
It's both.
Marcy, I feel very uncomfortable on this podcast right about now.
You shut up and you take it, Bede.
You don't want to make the naughty list again, do you, Bede?
Yes.
You know what happens when you're on the naughty list.
Punish!
Well, it says here, St. Nicholas's legendary habit of secret gift-giving gave rise to the traditional model of Santa Claus. So there you go.
I just want to point out here how I do love that they literally just did Die Hard.
Literally.
Literally.
Exactly.
It's Die Hard with Santa. It's
exactly Die Hard. Yeah. Like beat for beat, this is Die Hard.
But wait.
Coming soon, Rambo with the Easter Bunny.
I would pay to see that.
Okay. I'm just reading. St. Nicholas.
Yes.
Was an early Christian bishop of Greek descent.
Yes. During the time of the Roman Empire.
So how does that how do we get Vikings from that? Because I
you're the one that brought up Vikings.
I know, you know, am I confusing myself?
Maybe you just watched this movie and now you just have always now you just believe Santa was always a Viking.
Santa was a Viking. St. Nicholas didn't start it.
His descendants of Vikings, sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's, I can't think of a famous Viking to...
Ragnar?
Yeah,
well, it's Thor, Marcy. Thor's the, but is your figure.
Hard on your parents, all right?
I mean, think about it.
We're just going to get so confused on all of this stuff.
Let's just say they just made shit up for this movie. There we
they
go.
They totally did, and I'm on board with Santa being like
Whoa. What do you mean they made shit up?
Santa's real.
Santa is real. I thought this was based on a real story.
It's based on my life.
Hollywood, so many lies.
It's a loose adaptation of your life when you thought a man... that was Santa came to your home.
Yes.
And then killed everybody.
And you just imagined he was like a John McClane type and not a serial killer.
Yes.
How can the same stuff happen to the same Santa as many times?
I should have just called him Claus McClane.
Claus McClane.
Come down to the pole. We'll have a few laughs.
Except for you, Blitzen.
You took a shit on the roof one too many times.
Yes.
Yeah. Why don't you be more like Donner?
Yes. I kind of want like Cab Your Gadget's outfit. Look how shimmery it is.
I actually love that jacket. I kind of want it.
He looks like a mermaid.
That's why I love it.
In a bad way.
That's why I love it.
I like how Brendan Fletcher's character is literally named Krampus.
So what are the origins of Krampus?
All right. Well, Krampus, was it? Okay, let me look this
up. I just watched it the other night.
Welcome to the historical origins of Christmas iconography with the Super Podcast. Let's see. Okay, let me read it.
Either credit or blame if this turns out to be something that continues to happen and people want to know more. You can
think you're in a Krampus lesson tonight.
Well, according to Wikipedia, in the top section, Krampus is a horned, accurate, performative figure in central and eastern Alpine folklore of Europe, who during the Advent season scares children who have misbehaved, assisting Saint Nicholas or Santa Claus. The pair visit children on the night of the 5th of December, with St. Nicholas rewarding the well-behaved children with gifts such as oranges, dried fruit, walnuts, and chocolate, while the badly behaved ones only receive punishment from Krampus with birch rods.
Wait, so if you're naughty...
Smith, there's a really great documentary by Michael Dougherty called Krampus that you should check out.
Oh.
Yeah.
If you're the naughty kid on the naughty list, you get Krampus.
Yes.
That's fucking scary. Why would you ever misbehave?
Well, I mean, this is fucking Christianity for you, you know? It's like, you sneeze on the wrong person. Oh, well, you're getting fucked up now, kid.
Yes, but see, if you're a Catholic, all you have to do is, like, ask God for forgiveness and you're fine.
I mean, I do that every day, Marcy. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm always like, God, forgive me.
Nah, that's not going to happen for you, Marcy.
I know not what I do. Please forgive me.
Also, is it just me, or is really Krampus only just really been a thing, like, in popular culture in the last,
I think it's because that movie kind of brought it into mainstream.
I would say even before that.
Popular movie. Well,
it brought it in the mainstream, but even before that, there were a couple of years where we just got like 30 Krampus movies.
Isn't there like a Krampus Amityville Horror Christmas or some shit?
Yes, yeah. There's a shit ton of like Tubi-worthy Krampus films.
We need to make a Krampus movie.
Okay, so according to Wiki, Krampus is a part of German folklore, so that explains everything. Why he's so evil.
Da.
That explains the origins of the German dungeon porn.
Yes. Because, you know, the whipping.
That's what I'm imagining Krampus is doing, is whipping people in his dungeon.
Meanwhile,
I love how they were like, we have to explain why Santa can fight people, you know, and they're just like,
oh, he was a raider, a thief, he was a fucking Viking.
Skull Crusher.
Just when you think this film can't get any more ridiculous.
Yeah, but he's got a Skull Crusher.
Hammer.
See, I want my Santa to have weapons, like a hammer, like a Thor hammer, and smash people.
I was a surgeon with that. I love it. I like how serious he's been. I was a surgeon with that thing.
I like just that Santa
his
has...
old war days.
He's got the communication with, like, the little girl who's probably the most purest person there. Like,
right, he's talking to this little girl about, like, decapitating people and smashing the hammer, and she's just
all good with it.
Shock.
Yeah.
And she's sitting
like,
there
thinking, I just wanted a for Christmas.
Why are you telling me this, Santa Claus?
Santa, I just wanted the Mandalorian Lego. I wanted to build Grogu from the brick up.
But now I'm not sure life even means anything.
But now I can't, so I have this glass. I'm thinking of Mine's Grogu because he's on my glass.
Yes.
It's okay. My life-size Grogu is over there.
I'll give you my address. You can post it to me.
Sorry, there'd be a really dusty spot where it always is, and I can't possibly do that.
Okay, I'm just freaking out right now because basically there's a lot of well-known figures that are part of German folklore I'm looking at right now.
By all means, this has become the history podcast, so...
Easter Bunny is a part of German folklore.
I just can't stop thinking about how every scene in this movie is Die Hard.
It is. It actually
they literally just took the script page for page.
It really is, but
listen to it.
So Germans wanted to make the Easter Bunny so we all got chocolate. Is that where it came from?
I guess so. What? I mean, I just hope
they wanted to give us chocolate.
Yeah. And also, like, what else is here? We've got doppelgangers are from German folklore.
Wow.
Okay.
Let's see. Changelings are in German folklore.
Jeez.
There's like a whole bunch of them. I'm kind of freaked
out.
What
about the Grinch? Which folklore is the Grinch from?
The Grinch is from Zeus folklore.
Zeus folklore. The Grinch is the person who just hates Christmas in all of us, along with being like a Scrooge, except we're not rich like he is.
Yeah, I get that.
We're on our way. Hold them. The older you get, the more you relate to the Grinch and Scrooge. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Older you get, you're just like, those goddamn youths and Christmas.
and then, of course, the ghosts come and then you change the error of your ways.
Yeah, but what if it's a ghost that continually jizzes ectoplasm everywhere? That's not going to change anything.
That's all my ghost did, and I got to tell you, it didn't help.
Yes.
Eve knows a thing or two about jizzing ghosts.
I do know too much about ghosts.
That jizzing ghosts? Yeah, jizzing ghosts.
Like this ghost.
Why have I never seen a ghost film where the ghost just jizzes all over someone? I can't actually recall that.
Well, Slimer technically does.
I think that's the closest we'd get to it, really. He slimed me.
Oh, you mean the physical act of jerking off and jizzing on somebody?
No, just the jizz ectoplasm everywhere.
You're torn, you know. I'm sure you've seen a ghost jerking it before.
Just jerking a ghost right now. I love how they're just pulling out the best wrapped presents of all time. That tells you exactly what it is from the sack.
What's the sack?
Wait, what?
What was that?
Said sack, Marty.
What?
Said sack.
I think Bede's balls finally sack. Dropped.
They were definitely not put in the nutcracker.
Yeah, they were.
He'd be a lot higher pitched if they were.
No, Lauren. Marty, it's Tony the ghost here.
hello, ghost.
Man, talk about late bloomer puberty here, man.
Well, you were talking about ectoplasming, so I thought I'd come on this podcast, even though it's not the Tubi Tuesdays podcast.
You said, well, are you going to jerk off or not, ghost?
Hold on.
We have to hold on for it?
Hold on. There we go. Ah, there we go. Anyways.
I was waiting for the... Don't look at me.
Wow,
I
that
can't.
Was quick. one and done, you can say.
Come on. Anyways, though, I better get back to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. I'll see you all later. Bye.
Jeez, was there a ghost right here jerking off a minute ago?
you don't want to know what Toby the Ghost
I don't know about you guys, but I feel
gets up to
all of a sudden.
You're probably going to find lots of ectoplasm everywhere.
Yeah. You don't want to know what our resident ghost on the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, the Toby the Pervy Ghost, likes to do in his spare time.
11. He got laid
off. Watch David Harbour and Mylon, I'm assuming.
Gifts, nothing, not a culo dick. Our neighbors.
Yeah, what the hell, Santa? Where were you for that one?
Yeah, why do some people have a shit Christmas, Santa? How dare you?
Well, maybe you shouldn't have been an asshole, John Leguizamo.
Take it all. I mean, you could have at least given him coal.
So is that why I never got the presents I wanted at Christmas? The two was getting
the shit out. John Leguizamo is oddly this way because he did get a Tickle Me Elmo for Christmas when he was a kid.
He's only this way because he was in Spawn.
Yes, I probably would be too.
I mean, I think he's that way because of Super Mario Brothers.
Maybe it did. Yeah, no, that's the one.
That's the one.
old fucker.
So he can be proud of the work he did in Spawn.
My life.
Yes.
But you know what? It set me on the path and made me the great man that I am today.
I'm sorry, Jimmy.
Jim!
He's wishing he could make the Pest 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Do Christmas cheer.
I'll be there opening day.
I mean, that's why he's robbing the place. He needs to get funding because, you know, no one else will fund it for him.
I like how Santa's like, I don't get involved in people's lives as he is murdering everyone.
I relate to Santa. I don't want to deal with this shit. I'm not your fucking counselor, bro.
Give me the booze and the cookies and I'm good. Leave me alone.
But you, Kira.
This is why Santa likes coming to Australia. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how likely are you both to come back on a podcast with us?
Well, Matt's been
talking about ghosts. Yeah, sure.
I mean, Matt's been on this show before, so he knows what to expect from us, Marcy.
Yes, but it gets worse every time, so he might, you know, bow out.
I mean, I'm still here, you know. So.
It's Andy I'm not sure about, so.
Mm. If anything, it just says how fucked up I am. So.
The super podcast where all people can come on the show and just be weird.
That's literally it. That's why we have hard ripoffs.
Yes.
How did any of these people, like, continue with this plan after Santa Claus made it snow inside the house? Like, yeah, at that point, they'd be like,
all right, peace him out. All right, you win. Yeah.
Dude, why would you not? Like, Santa has Santa magic, right? I mean, this is not Santa magic right now, obviously, right. But
obviously.
If you had a real Santa, why would you not just force him to do all the magical shit for you?
It's styrofoam. I told you this guy's a bitch.
Because Santa has to be magic. You can't do all that quickly and get into people's houses without going to jail.
Well, I mean,
listen, nothing about Santa makes sense, all right? I just don't understand how it works.
Well, the thing is, Marcy, my favorite thing in movies like this, when you have like a supernatural being with so many powers, and everyone's like, oh, well, prove your powers, do something right now. So I'm not going to fucking do anything for you. Fuck off. We'll do it. And I'm like, just do it. And then everyone will start believing you. Why are you making this difficult?
That's why you just waterboard them and then they'll start doing it.
Or just make them explode.
Because they're naughty. He doesn't.
Put their dicks in the nutcracker.
He doesn't do tricks for naughty people.
That's not what Santa told me last night. Okay.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, 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 ho.
Ho, ho, ho. That's why I get the 5.
And that is the sound of my kill squad.
Bitch.
Oh!
Favorite part,
honestly,
of the movie.
Best part.
I
of
love
the movie,
that. So. Yes.
I think isn't Ken Gagan's character meant to be an actor or something?
Yeah,
like
I think so. Yeah, he's like.
I don't know. I just love that he screams parkour and jumps out the window.
Yes.
That's how I'm going to exit my next Christmas.
Jean Claude Van Dipshit.
Van Dipshit. Great line.
I mean, Jean Claude was kind of a dipshit, or is?
Yes.
I will not accept Jean-Claude slander on the podcast.
I was about to say the same thing.
I will not allow it.
But, you know.
I mean, I agree. He has been a bit of a dipshit at times, but we would not talk badly about God Jean-Claude in this space. No. It's a safe space.
Can I just say?
I will say, if you want a great Van Damme thing, watch the commentary for Replicant. Halfway through the movie, he just goes, okay, bye-bye, and then leaves, and it plays at commentary volume the rest of the movie.
Wow. You
gotta be kidding me. He just leaves.
No, his love is great. We make it the movie, we did this, and okay, bye-bye, and he just leaves. It's wonderful.
I'm Jean-Claude Van Damme. Fuck you.
I play twins again. What do you expect? Goodbye.
It is my 20th time playing twins. I fuck off now. I can't do a Van Damme impression. That was terrible.
Uh-oh, plot
twist. Do you
twist.
Think he makes this list, or do all those names just pop up on there?
I keep seeing Bede's name on that list. I'm positive.
Aw. Lights don't secure. Marcy, let's just face it. Between you and I, you're the truly evil one between the two of us.
Bede, I'm supposed to throw everyone off my scent. Goodness
that's
me.
That's what we were smelling. Evil.
Also, it's just evil. Me.
It's like, also, oh, so that's what that stench is.
It's a stench of evil.
Also, is it just me, or is every female, evil female henchman look exactly the same in every action movie?
Yes.
What, you mean the pulled back hair?
Yeah. Or it's like very short hair and it's all like dyed blonde or a different color.
Yep.
I know that it's like kind of a twist or something, but it does up the stakes that the security people are just in it with the bad guys. So it's like,
yes.
But you don't really give a shit about the family. You just want the little girl to come out of it fine.
Oh, man. Yep. Those poor rich people can't trust
exactly.
anybody.
Exactly.
Man.
If you want to up the stakes, you got to rob a poor person's house. Like, you're not taking my fucking $5 block of chocolate. That's all I have for Christmas.
I mean, we like to make fun of poor people, but we, at the same time, like, man, I wish I was actually a rich person.
I don't know. I feel like I'd be even more of an asshole if I were rich. So
I mean,
probably
wouldn't that
be?
Yeah, but that would give you a good excuse to be an asshole.
Yeah, but I don't like being one.
I mean, it's basically expected, you know.
I don't want to be an asshole. I just want to be evil.
I want to be one of those nice billionaires.
I mean, I want to be rich and evil, yeah.
Well, you know what? Yeah, you could be like the Lex Luthor type. You already got the bald head for it. Beat and Matt, so you're good to go there.
Yes.
Halfway there.
Wait a minute, they just got bonds instead.
Yesterday to this fucking
What are they, stocks?
Look, he was hoping the original negatives for Super Mario Brothers was there so he could burn it.
So we could burn them.
That's why he's like doing all this, because he's trying to find the original negatives and burn
them. Yeah, but the thing is, like, Umbrella are releasing that massive Super Mario Brothers set, so he got shit out of luck. They got it first.
They got there first and they made a 4K release, so there you go.
I want that set so badly, but I'm fucking poor.
I do too.
I'm going to go rob a rich person's house right now.
Yes.
To afford it.
Santa, you okay?
Santa style.
I mean, just get a walkie-talkie and ask Santa for it. Come on.
Yeah, I was about to say, you could make the nice list and ask Santa Claus for it.
I mean, I do that every year.
This is it, kid.
It's just so not fair.
It's because Santa Claus is those who are evil.
But so much cool stuff.
Yes.
He
Santa
knows
Claus
I'm evil.
Right through the whole sham.
He knows I'm evil, but he likes that. That structure.
Maybe it's probably best to ask Krampus. Maybe Krampus could bring it for you, Marcy.
You know what? I've got Krampus on speed dial, so I'm going to look into that.
I mean, I was just hanging out with Krampus last week. I'll ask him about it.
I'm sure I'll ask Krampus and make sure.
I wish I could see Mrs. Claus again.
Ooh, because I don't like...
Gotta get all dark here, you know. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Claus is dead now. Come on.
No, she just couldn't put up with his shit and she fucked off.
Well, didn't they? Because, like, I don't think I don't think Mrs. Claus is dead. I think he just wants to see her again. Yeah. Because I don't like, they have talked about for the sequel they want to bring in Mrs. Claus.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, I've read somewhere Tommy McCullough says if he does, he'd like Noomi Rapace to play Mrs. Claus.
Yeah,
because they've worked together like a few times.
Say Charlize Theron.
Well, he's going to have to get Mrs. Claus back from the Easter Bunny.
This girl's violent.
I guess.
Because we established the Easter Bunny is way better to hang out with. It's got chocolate.
Mm. Santa Claus has chocolate, too.
Yeah, they both give you chocolate.
I mean, yeah. I mean, advent calendars. There you go.
Well, that's fair.
It's that fucking turkey at Thanksgiving that doesn't give you shit.
Oh, that is true.
Unless it's the turkey from Thanksgiving.
Oh, well, then you get lots of boobies because it wouldn't be it wouldn't have it any other way.
Yes.
It would not.
I also like that they brought that this team in purposely just to kill them all. It's like, oh, we need more Santa to kill more people.
Yes.
Right?
He hasn't killed enough yet, and he just got his sledgehammer.
He didn't even write on some guy's shirt. Now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho.
Now I have a sledgehammer.
No, Marcy, it's a sledge Santa. There you go.
That makes no sense, buddy.
Oh!
Fuck is my money? Where's the money?
Where's my fucking money, Daddy? This is how that shit seems to have gone in the room. I feel like
Leguizamo has screamed that line a lot in his career.
That was the first thing he said when, as soon as they finished shooting Super Mario Brothers.
Shit.
Where the fuck is my money?
I will shoot every last one of you.
He just wants the money so he can buy a copy of Houseboat Horror.
Yeah.
Everyone should own Houseboat Horror in their collection.
And then followed by, why the fuck wasn't I in John Wick Chapter 4?
Totally.
I keep forgetting, like, he basically was phased out after the second movie.
Yeah, well, like, you're not getting your car back.
Yeah, he must have been naughty.
Punish. Punish. That's all I can think of when you say someone's being naughty. Punish.
It upsets me in a way that makes...
Yeah, Billy just haunts my mind this entire month.
But remember, it's also Garbage Day.
Garbage Day?
And I don't know what was going on in Silent Night, Deadly Night 5, but I don't a toy shop run by Joe Petto.
Best movie ever.
I always love that Mickey Rooney came out like hating those Silent Night, Deadly Night movies and then did a Silent Night, Deadly Night movie.
And then he plays Joe Petto in number five.
This is why I'm 100% convinced he wasn't told it was the Silent Night, Deadly Night movie before he signed
on. What the hell do you think he was doing? He's still playing like a pedo Santa. I mean,
exactly. The pedo toy man. Like, come on.
Like, did he even read the script for fuck's sake?
Probably not.
This dude's experiencing some candy pain.
I'll give you that one. That's all right.
Take all night coming up with that one, dude.
All right. We'll all answer it. Who actually likes candy canes?
Okay.
Depends.
They did that.
Fruity kind taste... are decent.
Yeah.
It depends on the flavor.
It's like, it's whatever.
Traditional like candy canes are okay, but when you branch out and kind of add some more flavors, I think it gets a bit better.
Yeah, like it has to be something else. Like I had a candy cane donut the other day. That was delicious, but that was mostly because of the donut.
Yes. I mean, I'm just going to grab some big candy canes and make them into shanks and I'll be good to go.
Yep.
I mean, really, that's the only use for them, so.
I like how basically they're playing a Bright Out of Christmas song in this movie, and that dude's head got decapitated.
Yep.
And again, this is why I love that Timer Recall did this movie. Like, the dude knows how to do great horror.
It has the horror gore-ish stuff, but it is an action comedy movie.
Yeah,
very much so.
Actually, if you want to see another movie from Tommy Wakola that's very similar to this, watch The Trip. That's on Netflix.
Oh. Yeah,
very, very underrated movie. I feel like nobody watched it, but it's great.
I mean...
This is for everyone who didn't watch Hellboy.
At this point, David Harbour's Santa could be a DLC on Mortal Kombat.
He really should be.
And I'd be down.
Or put him in Dead by Daylight or something.
Exactly. Something like that. When the ones you love, like faux Showa.
Oh, he's got a grenade.
Oh, I love this so much.
I know. A little stocking stuffer.
Fill a guy's stocking with a grenade, and I'll always laugh.
Boom!
I gotta watch it.
God, was this a scratch?
Says ho ho, holy shit.
It's but a scratch.
So, 'tis but a flesh wound. Shit. Which means. Yeah, in-laws, man. Don't know nothing.
Unless you tell me where the fucking money is.
Please don't. Okay,
they spent it all on sex workers for Christmas. Well, got to give back to the community.
Yes.
Plus, you know, all the cocaine in the back.
Yes.
Yes, don't forget the cocaine.
I didn't. I was stealing it.
His Christmas jumper needs to be more colorful.
I was planning to take the money.
That's the sad thing is about like a summer Christmas is that it's too hot to wear an ugly Christmas sweater.
Yeah, but we do have ugly Christmas shirts, Marcy. So
I mean, you can still get them, but it's like you can't really wear it at Christmas because it's fucking hot.
And what's even the point then?
Exactly.
Yeah, it does sound stupid when you say it like that.
How can you do this right now? It's disgusting. After all that Mother has given us.
Come on, Alba. Everything she ever gave you, she made damn sure.
Sorry, I'm
right back. I have.
I'm thinking of Nicolas Cage in Vampire's Kiss because of the name Alva.
What? Because why?
Because her name's Alva.
Doing her eyes.
And he goes on his rant of his. I think it's his secretary called Alva.
Nope, you're right. What a great movie.
Did somebody say Alva? Hello, it's me, Nicolas Cage.
We actually said Nicolas Cage, bro.
Oh, I know, but I heard Alva. I haven't heard that name in a very long time.
Nicolas Cage, when are you playing a killer Santa Claus?
Well, first of all, Marcy, I'm going to be playing a Santa Claus in an upcoming movie. I'm actually going to play at least 5 Santa Claus in 5 different movies before I retire.
Oh.
I saw Nicolas Cage might retire from film, and it makes me so sad.
As you should be, because, I mean, it's very hard work to make at least 700 films a month, just saying.
That's gonna hurt.
And that's why my next film, which I'm doing for Hallmark, is going to be called Santa Cage.
And welcome to our Nicolas Cage class. Nicolas Cage, good or terrible?
The answer is always good.
And also, Ari Aster is going to direct it because he's an amazing filmmaker.
Oh my God, an Ari Aster.
I don't want to look at that guy with the nail in his chin.
I like that they're going totally like Home Alone now, too. That
it's
girl
Home
had time
Alone.
But anyway, speaking of nailing, I'm going to go find a lady.
I mean, he's dead right there. Like, that's... Yep.
You're dead. He's dead now. You're deader than dead, Home Alone.
A bowling ball to the face.
Yep.
You're dead.
Dead.
Even if you're not dead, your nose is broken, and that hurts. I've had that happen 3 times. Broken noses suck.
A bowling ball to the face?
I mean,
not a bowling ball. I took an elbow.
No, yeah, I've been there.
If it was a bowling ball, I probably wouldn't be talking to you right now.
No,
there's bowling balls. Oh, great! This is an idiot.
No, I've had a few of those too. They're not fun.
Oh. Yoink!
Oh, I love that gag.
Yeah, close. Oh,
and I'm back on the. See if if. You went through the trauma of the traps in Home Alone, like you'd be dead.
I mean, we have to acknowledge that Home Alone is basically a horror movie.
It is.
Yeah.
It's breaking
this house, this psychotic little kid is just finding ways to torture you. It's horrifying.
Oh.
Which, you know, makes me so sad. It's like we watched Home Alone, we were so prepared to stop burglars from coming into the house with all the traps, but it just never happened.
Mm. Yeah, what the fuck, man? Where were my wet bandits?
Probably doing something else with that name.
Oh,
you can see a skull.
Meanwhile, this girl's just giggling, laughing. She's just like maybe she did make the naughty list.
It's not the naughty list if you're doing it to the bad guys.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Right, true.
That's all you got?
What do you mean that's all you got? Your brain is literally falling out of your head.
Ho, 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 now I have a gun now.
Yeah, but he's got a sledgehammer, so...
Don't fuck with Santa. Ultimate theme of this movie.
Santa Claus is Krampus in this movie.
Krampus.
Santa
totally should have shown up to like team up with Santa.
That's for the sequel, Marcy.
One is Santa battling Krampus.
Right, exact sequel.
This may be set in the same universe as the Michael Dougherty Krampus film.
God, I hope so.
I mean, they're both owned by Universal, so why not?
Well, so there you go. Universe.
I want to see Jean-Claude Van Damme play Krampus in the sequel.
Oh, my gosh.
Close your eyes. He can split kick kids and been bad.
Yes. No, I want to see him play the monster for half the shooting and then realize you're not going to see his face in the movie and quit.
And then I want him to say lines like, I wasn't going to steal it.
I wasn't going to steal it.
What kind of a deal?
Just recite the kids' lines from Bloodsport. The Lifestone Legacy
were horrible people. If you expect me to be a person bad, you should. It sounds so terrible.
Actually, you could recut this movie into a horror film if you could.
Oh, easily. Mm-hmm.
There probably is somebody out there on YouTube who already has.
The money's inside.
All the money's inside the nativity scene. Oh, wait, sorry. It's inside the hay.
No, it's in the hay.
Obviously.
Old hard cat. It'd be funny if it wasn't, like, the cash and it was just the cocaine stash.
It was cocaine.
Yes,
it was the money for the cocaine.
Yes.
It was cocaine this entire time.
It was the cocaine that the cocaine bear was hoarding.
Get up. It's time for a murder.
I mean, that's honestly how I feel watching horror movies.
Oh, yes, I do.
He's only acting this way because he's already been in like a whole bunch of Uwe Boll movies, so it's drove him crazy.
I mean, to be fair.
5 minutes in a U-Ball movie will drive you insane. What a squeeze in being I'm always fascinated about how that guy continued to get money to make movies.
I don't know how he was allowed to make movies after like his first video game adaptation.
I think it was like a tax loop or something like that.
I think
he was able to.
I mean, after the House of the Dead, you figured he would have been banned from Hollywood, but no.
The worst part is they're not so bad. They're good. They're so bad. They're unwatchable pieces of shit. Which is the sad part because they could have been fun.
The uncanny and made Jason Statham unwatchable.
I don't know how you do that. It was hilarious.
I'm totally gonna go see The Beekeeper just because of Jason Statham.
Oh, are you kidding me? Of course I am. I'm there opening day. I'll probably see it twice in the theater before it's out.
Oh, hell yeah.
He's a beekeeper. Of course I want to see that.
He protects the hive.
Yeah.
And honey is flammable. Who knew?
The Beekeeper versus Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, God.
Don't give them ideas for a Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey crossover.
They're already doing a sequel, so you might as well.
We knew that was happening.
Well, they need ideas for a third one, and they can buy them off me. Death by Small Shovel.
Oof.
Death by fire poker?
I mean, that's the way to go, really.
It was that fire poker.
It's not the fire poker in your pants.
He was not very hot. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. Santa's real, everybody.
Are you okay?
And he's murdered everybody.
And he's badass.
I forgot to tell you guys, Santa's an ex-Viking murderer. Don't mind all the blood. It's not his.
Mr. Claus. It's at least 20 other people's blood.
They took my husband and her grandmother.
Well, now Santa has the machine gun. These
gizmos. Ho ho ho.
Ho 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 ho.
Oh. Alright, time to take the cocaine.
I think he keeps his reindeer in line.
Yeah, if you forgot about the reindeer, well.
The reindeer should have, like, you know, medi guns on the side of them when they're flying around.
Yeah, why don't they have freaking laser beams on their heads?
Exactly. You never know who's going to try and attack Santa, so they should be well equipped, seriously.
You could call them ray gun deer.
Yeah. That was not a good joke.
Hey, it's the thought that counts.
Exactly. Christmas. Exactly, Marcy. And you don't have the buzzer today, so I can make as many as I like.
I can just wow, 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 wow.
Yeah, you miss 100% of the jokes you don't take. So,
exactly. Well, that is fair.
Exactly.
I'm a sniper.
Shoot
now.
Him in the dick. Oh, shoot him in the balls. Yeah. I'm telling you.
At least they didn't put him in the nutcracker.
Balls are good target practice.
There goes his knee and his face.
Kathy Bates on him. Fuck.
And he just lost health insurance.
Well, this is America, so.
No, it is America. Sorry. He just threw baby Jesus.
We got this.
He's got the sleigh. Is that, Nina, does that mean that Santa's sleigh?
Yes. Bill Goldberg will be showing up momentarily as Santa.
God, I hope so.
That's Marcy's favorite movie.
Listen, Santa's sleigh is amazing.
Listen.
It should have had a sequel. Listen, all right?
Listen, it really should have, actually.
Hey, it's not too late. Bill Goldberg's still around, so why not?
Dude, he just, like, speared some dude the other day. At like the football or something, I don't know what it was.
Still got it.
Ooh, Goldberg? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's hope he doesn't do his patented jacket on anybody. He'll drop him on their head.
Ugh, he might just murder them next time he tries to do that move. Ugh.
Die Hard 2, Die Santa.
I mean, it basically is Die Hard 1 and 2 combined.
Yes.
Yep.
The last half is Die Hard 2, and the first half is the first Die Hard film.
Exactly. Oh.
Now, I'm trying to remember, was it like the dad also, he stole the money? Like he wasn't.
Yeah, no, the dad's also
trying to, yeah.
Yeah, he's like.
He tried to steal $300 million.
Yeah, he's like trying to, like. I don't know.
But to be fair, he's trying to steal it to get his family out of there so they're not under his mom's
exactly.
Anymore,
but, he has good reasons. Cocaine, but yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we know it's for cocaine.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, one of those mobiles, like, I would be so scared to, like, ride those things.
He's not even wearing a helmet, personally. He's not even wearing a helmet, stupid Santa Claus.
Idiot.
My favorite thing is like when somebody gets choked, they literally, somebody grabs them and pulls them up.
I want to go back and I want to learn what the first movie to ever do that was.
I'd love to know the first of every
pickup chokes hold thing.
Yeah.
I'm so strong I can lift you with my bare hands.
I've been training in martial arts for about 17 years now. We still haven't gotten to the lift them up in the chokes.
Oh, you haven't gotten
I've been told that it's coming, and that's why I keep on going.
Oh, that's how they keep you on.
Yeah, that's how they get long. You.
And then like, and then you got to work out. I'm like, well, I guess you got to lift somebody up. So that's not magic.
Well, the trick is you have bricks in your pocket, then no one can lift you up.
Well, some I
just always in your walk in my pocket.
Yep.
Or just have really heavy bricks shoes. Yeah.
Yay,
just offer them cocaine.
Yay, yep, I got my pocket. Parents well, back we, together.
Yeah, we had Yay. To get the happy kiss somewhere.
Now, Santa, kill those fuckers.
It's really creepy, though, the way she's watching them.
She just likes to watch these guys.
I mean, she did almost see her dad's nuts.
She's like,
nutcracker.
She's like, yeah, put that ton in
she's
there.
She's scarred for life.
John Leguizamo isn't in a Hallmark movie. He's in a Hallmark for Deaf movie.
You know what? I would pay to see John Leguizamo in a movie with that title.
See, that should be like Hallmark should have their own separate division where, you know, like they make... It's a Christmas film, but it's literally just action movies set at Christmas.
It's just literally Die Hard in such and such.
Yes.
Like Die Hard at a Hallmark wedding.
Yes.
Why not?
Perfect.
Yeah, Die Hard at a Christmas tree farm. Die Hard
exactly.
at
at the candy cane factory.
Yes.
Ooh.
And look, there's endless possibilities for your Die Hard ripoff because there's a lot of them.
Well, yeah. I mean, think about it. Yeah, you pretty much happening since 1988. So, yeah.
Well, I was going to say, isn't basically like 70% of action movies that have ever been created basically?
Everything's Die Hard.
It's all Die Hard. Oh, Jimmy's very naughty.
Killed his best friend. Whoa.
Oh, my gosh. He's naughty because he hates Christmas.
Wait, he's a bad guy?
Yes. Wait, I was identifying with him the entire time.
Right, I was so wrong about him.
Santa Claus.
Is he just now figuring out that
yes.
Like, he has
that
power?
Is Santa. And that he's on the bad list.
Because when I kill you, this whole goddamn holiday finally ends.
If only it were that simple. There are is an army of Santas to take his... That's because evil died tonight as well.
I really feel like that was a Halloween reference. Yeah,
it was. Yes. It 100% was.
Well, it had to be.
Well, John Leguizamo can't kill Santa Claus. If he does, then Tim Allen will take over as Santa.
We don't want that. Not right. at all.
Tim Allen cannot wait to be Santa Claus, and we don't want
This is the prequel.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad that they told us it was Santa coughing and not John Leguizamo.
Panting.
Chuckles.
Scrooge. The hell
Scrooge
is
chuckles.
And also, Scrooge has knives in his shoes. Oh, wait, no. It wasn't knives. It's snowshoes. Whatever.
He's got those shoes.
It was like climbing grippy shoes. Spikes.
Yeah, we don't need to worry about that because we don't have like snow usually.
Yes.
I'm sorry. You take a sledgehammer to the face. That's worse than a bowling ball.
Yep.
Yeah, especially from
a Viking Santa. Yeah.
The first time I picked up a sledgehammer, I could barely pick it up. It was so heavy. I don't understand how people can pick up a sledgehammer and, like, swing it around. That shit's meant crazy.
I mean, Harbor's got, like, 3 feet on Leguizamo, it feels like.
Yeah.
This is a fight.
He's got, like, 3 feet and, like, 200 pounds on him.
Right. Well, I mean...
I would not engage him.
But he's got snow boots.
Yeah, well, when Marcy, you and I met David Harbour, you were only like this tall, like next to him.
I know, I was very short next to him.
I will say, I am always shocked by the height of actors when I see him at like Comic Cons and I walk by him and I'm like, holy crap, I'm gigantic.
Oh, yeah. I just I was at a screening last night where I saw Emily Blunt and Cillian Murphy, and Murphy is not as tall as you would think.
And he's what's your excuse for not putting him in a box and sending him to my house?
Uh-oh.
I tried. Security was very tight.
God damn it.
Uh-oh. John Leguizamo said last Christmas he's lost way of getting down too.
Oh shit. Yeah.
And
genuinely one of the best kills of the last decade.
Easily. Yep.
Now remember,
Merry Christmas to all of us for
if you lose Whamageddon.
And to all a good night.
Marcy, why aren't we writing a Whamageddon like horror movie right now?
I think we might actually be writing
get
one
on
right
that.
Now.
Come on.
I have no idea what the fuck.
Dude, you are not taking on that Santa Claus after just witnessing that.
This ends now.
Evil dies. Santa dies tonight.
I'm literally about to say the same thing.
Take that. That was very cathartic for Beverly D'Angelo after working with Chevy Chase.
She's pretty rich. She's definitely done that before. So,
it's not her first rodeo. Let's be real here.
Right. No, her characters,
it ain't her first time.
Santa, is my earmuffs so too big for my head?
Yes, kid, they are.
You saved my daughter.
Yeah, but he's Santa. But she saved him because it's got to be lame a little bit.
It's Christmas. We got to cry a little, all right?
Marcy, it's every Christmas movie has to make us cry at a certain part.
Got to be a little bit of lame in a Christmas movie.
Yes.
Right, yeah, no. If you're not feeling all warm and bubbly and crying, you know, it's did something.
I mean, the Hallmark Christmas movies have been doing this for like decades. I think they had the formula down pat.
You know what all of those movies are missing? Somebody getting pulled into a chimney. And then exploded.
Right? I might watch more of them. Yeah. I want you to die. I might be more inclined to watch those.
I mean, hell, just give me David Harbour Santa Claus. I'll watch that.
What are you doing?
I've lived longer than anyone.
He could have a wedding for Christmas or some shit.
Well, I know your favorite Christmas movie, Marcy, is Santa's Little Helper, starring The Miz.
Oh, totally.
Wait, it's not the Star Wars Christmas special?
No, oh, jeez. That's a weird VR porno scene.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can think of better things than Chewie's dad jerking off to VR porn. So.
literally just watched that. And this past Sunday, we recorded our holiday special episode.
I'm so sorry.
I feel for you.
I watch it every other year or so just because I'm a Star Wars psychopath.
I love Star Wars, but I can't do the Christmas special
job. Although I will watch the doco on the Christmas. I will watch the doco film on the Christmas special.
I will watch the animated parts. They're not too bad.
Of course.
See, this is what it's funny though, like Disney Plus, they don't have the Christmas special, but they just have the animated parts.
I know. Like, well, that's what everybody likes anyway. That's what the least embarrassing.
Exactly.
Believe in him.
If they ever put whip stir on there, I will lose my fucking mind. I will be like, what?
I believe in him too.
And then all of a sudden, David Howard Fortin's the mean one comes out of nowhere and starts killing everyone.
Well, I was going to say, you know what a great Christmas special was the Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special. Oh, that was pretty great.
That was a great one.
That was pretty damn great.
Yeah.
And so Christmas specials can be good.
That was like, I didn't know Christmas specials could be this good.
You need Kevin Bacon, right? In all your Christmas specials. Otherwise, they're
very
shit.
Very much so. Mm, just being Kevin Bacon. And here's the weird thing. They literally have to look at him and tell him that I believe in Santa. Like, you all just saw him do all this stuff. Like, yeah, you don't have to verbally say it. Like,
how do you not believe yet?
Of course you do. No shit. He's right there. He saved your lives.
Listen. People can see things before their eyes and still say it's fake news. So, yeah.
Well, that is true.
I know. That's true.
And this is America, too. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It is the fakest of fake news.
Exactly.
Fox didn't say you were real, Santa.
Now, you might be getting reports that Santa's real and everybody saw him, but this is Fox News and we make up our own shit. There's no Santa.
There's no Santa. That's just the vaccine worms going through your brain.
That's the woke mind virus affecting your brains.
It's really not easy to make fun of Fox News.
Is that why I believe in Santa Claus? Because
you've got the woke mind virus. Yeah.
Oh, no. I knew it was
That's how they get you.
All hooks.
Reindeer grunting.
Wouldn't you grunt if you were a reindeer?
Uh-oh, Santa's pissed at his reindeer.
He's like, now you show up.
Well, they fucked off.
They were getting shot at. I don't blame them. They're smart.
I mean, reindeers are dicks.
Hey, Bossy.
I like how it implies that the elves are like meat-eating cannibals, almost.
See, <No. laughs>
see, even like Santa Claus is having it out on Blitzen. Poor Blitzen.
They should be better behaved reindeer. They know the deal.
Yeah, Blitzen's a dick. He knew what was happening to Rudolph.
He allowed bullying to happen. We don't accept this.
Exactly. Fuck you, Blitzen.
But he's so cute, so we'll forgive him.
Do we think his character is still pretty drunk at this point?
Yes.
We haven't seen him, but he's drinking all the sash he got from Australia.
Oh, she put the hammer in there.
It's Skull Crusher. No.
Oh, I'm going to kill so many people with this. Thank you.
It's still got brains. Ooh, of all the enemies sequel, on there.
What if in the sequel, Skull Crusher is jealous of a regular old sledgehammer? And then there's a bunch of different scenes where Skull Crusher's like, you know, I'm just kidding.
But it's going to
it's going to have screaming goats. Otherwise, I'm not
watching.
It's going to
have Russell Crowe. Yeah, it's going to have screaming reindeer.
It's going to have Russell Crowe as Krampus.
Bede, can you do your best Russell Crowe impression of as Krampus?
G'day, folks. It's me. It's Russell Krampus. I'm here today.
Are you not entertained?
First of all, I'm going to tell you right now. As Russell Krampus, I'm going to go around and beat the shit out of everyone because that's what I do.
Damn.
Because I'm Russell Krampus. And also look out for my upcoming movie, Kraven the Hunter, where I play Russian Crow. And here's my performance, Comrade. G'day, folks.
G'day, folks.
God, it's like he's right here with us.
Anyways, I'm going to go find my boat tugger and we're going to go around and beat the shit out of kids with Santa Claus.
Wow. Well, yeah, wait. You're Krampus.
Here we go, guys. Russell Crowe's here. Or Russell Krampus is here.
Yeah.
And now, David Harbour's Santa's going off to fight Mel Gibson Santa Claus.
Okay. Please do.
He's not happy at all.
No, he's going off to fight Kurt Russell.
See,
oh no, we can't.
David Harbour, Mel Gibson, and Kurt Russell need to team up as a Santa initiative and go up against Tim Allen Santa Claus.
Just beat the ever loving shit out of him.
Yes, they should.
Can we add like beat the shit out of the Hulk Hogan Santa as well? Because fuck Hulk Hogan.
Yes. Yeah, that's fine.
Of course, he's a douche.
Exactly. Well, that's the end of that movie. from the lovely blood-soaked credits.
I think we talked about the movie for all of like 10 minutes. It's pretty good.
That's usually what happens on a commentary, and that's why we love doing this.
Marcy, I don't even remember the last... I don't even remember the last time we actually have done an informative commentary for the show.
No, we just put a movie on and then just talk shit for 90 minutes.
If I may say, B, this was incredibly informative. We learned about Santa's origins, Krampus's origins, a ton of people's origins.
Well, that is
true. This is the most informative commentary I've heard in a while.
Well, that is true. And I will link all those.
It's just not informative about the movie we all watched.
Yes.
That's all.
See, this is why I will link everything about Santa Claus and Krampus and St. Nicholas in the post notes for this podcast. Oh, there's a mid-credit scene.
Holy crap, I don't even remember this.
I don't remember this either. The Burt Locker. God, I hate this kid. Why isn't he
gosh.
It really is kid version of Bede. You would live stream Death Bede. Well, you'd like, you now would. Here's this actually, dude that like got murdered by Santa.
Well, what you guys don't realize, there's actually an end credit scene where Nick Fury comes to recruit Santa Claus to the Avengers.
I think you mean St. Nicholas Fury. Thank you.
It's
the Christmas version.
Oh. I like this.
I do too.
Well,
well, there's one person named Gingerbread and another one Candy Cane, Frosty, Tinsel, Jingle, Peppermint, Sugar Plum. All the henchmen have weird
names. An eggnog security guard in this movie?
Yes.
What? Who the hell was eggnog? I don't remember that.
I have no idea. But I guess we'll stop the movie right there. And yes. That was a very bizarre Christmas commentary. And thank you to both of our guests for joining. And I do hope you will come back for future episodes.
I hope everyone learned nothing.
I hope everybody is going to worship Krampus because we all know that's who the real hero of Christmas is.
Well, we say that now. Santa. Well, you say that now, Marcy, but I still have Krampus movies to watch for my 25 days of Christmas horror, so I may hate Krampus after.
You might hate.
I'm so sorry for you.
Yeah. Should have been smarter about that.
Godspeed.
Yes. Yes. No. And also, Andy, we will totally understand if you never come back to the show ever again.
you're gonna have a hard time keeping me away from now on, now that I know how crazy and weird I can be.
Yes.
And with all that said, first of all, that just makes me think of Bede when I say that, because you say that all the time. First of all, yes, time for all the fun stuff at the end of the episode. You can find the Super Network at supermarcy.com. You can look up all the links and stuff in the show notes. You can find the Super Podcast. It's under all the usual podcast players, and you can give us a like and subscribe and all that jazz. And we have a link tree which has all the handy links for us on there, including the Super Network socials, which is linktr.ee/thesupernetwork. And me personally, you can just find me at Super Marcy everywhere. And Bede.
Well, people want to find me personally, they can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/BedeJamine, but you can also find me on Blue Sky under BedeJamine. And also you can find me at Letterboxd under BedeJamine as well. And of course, you can find all my work over at supermarcy.com and also listen to my solo podcasts, Bede versus the Living Dead and Bede and C versus Camp Crystal Lake, on all podcast streamers everywhere via the Bede versus the Living Dead podcast feed.
Excellent. And Matt, plug your socials and whatever you've got going on.
Oh, God. Okay. You can find me on Twitter at Killer Critics, Blue Sky at Where Matt for some reason. you can find my own reviews that I do on KillerHorrorCritic.com. I also occasionally write for Dread Central. I have columns at Manor Vellum and Daily Grindhouse, and I think that's about it.
Yes, so yeah. Please check out Matt and all his work. Always, always good fun. And yes, get on the Blue Sky, because we definitely need more people over there. And Andy. Yeah,
make it the better place.
Yes. And Andy, yes. What about for you? Where can people find you if they want to check out your stuff as well?
Sure, if they want to check it out. I don't have anything cool that I write like Matt just did and said all that stuff. But if you want to follow me being super positive and annoying on Twitter, just liking everything, you can follow me at Andrew M. Gorham. Made that easy. That's across pretty much every single social. And you can follow the awesome Star Wars podcast on Twitter. It's called Scum Imperial. It's backwards on Twitter. And then everywhere else, it's at Imperial Scum. So for some reason, it was already taken on Twitter. Oh. So we had to do that. But yep. So
that
thank you.
Bastard on Twitter.
That one that little bastard,
he's like, I'll just pick Imperial Scum.
Well, be sure to check out Andy and Matt on the socials and all the other good stuff. And yeah, from all of us here at the Super Network, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and I hope nobody is on the naughty list and gets poo for Christmas.
Merry Krampus.
See you, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
You ain't driving, are you?
I steer a little, but the reindeer do most of the work.
This is my fourth year as a Santa. How about you?
I started the whole damn thing.
Ho, ho, ho! It's Christmas!
We decided that you could have one gift.
Early.
What is it?
That is a direct hotline to Santa Claus himself.
I can talk to Santa.
All right, revelers. Welcome to your worst Christmas ever.
Let's go!
You have $300 million in your personal vault. That's what I want for Christmas.
I don't want any trouble, okay?
Something's gonna scooch up that chimney.
Who is he?
Because he's not your typical mall Santa.
Are you there? Daddy said you were very busy tonight. My name is Trudy Lightstone. Are you gonna help us, Santa?
Yeah, Trudy.
Santa?
You're on my nice list. Santa Claus is coming to town. Time for some season's beatings.
Who the hell are you?
Boss, what if he really is the real?
There's no such thing as Santa.
These bad men, they're all on my naughty list. Naughty.
That's naughty!
And what do you do to the naughty ones?
I give them a lump of coal.
Where is it?
I gotta watch.
Ah! I believe in you, Santa.
Come on. Which one of you did that? Prancer? So unprofessional.
The Super Network is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN.
Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised.
A great bonus feature with having Surfshark is something is not available on your streaming service in your country. You just pop on that Surfshark VPN and you can probably find so much more streaming in different countries. If you want to find something like Masters of Horror, it is available on Tubi. So just select the correct country and you'll be able to watch such a great and fantastic show.
Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal.
You can also find the link in the show notes.
Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy shark do 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 do. Surfy shark do 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 do.
And now back to the show.